Please begin at the top of page 72 in your book.
I got to have them specs. Now I only got one eye. Just you wait. Jack made a move toward Piggy, who scrambled away till a great rock lay between them. He thrust his head over the top and glared at Jack through his one flashing glass. Now I only got one eye. Just you wait. Jack mimicked the whine and scramble.
Just you wait. Yeah.
Piggy and the parody were so funny that the hunters began to laugh. Jack felt encouraged. He went on scrambling, and the laughter rose to a gale of hysteria. Unwillingly, Ralph felt his lips twitch. He was angry with himself for giving way. He muttered, "That was a dirty trick." Jack broke out of his gyration and stood facing Ralph. His words came in a shout.
"All right! All right!"
He looked at Piggy, at the hunters, at Ralph. "I'm sorry. About the fire. I mean, there, I..." He drew himself up. "I apologize." The buzz from the hunters was one of admiration at this handsome behavior. Clearly, they were of the opinion that Jack had done the decent thing, had put himself in the right by his generous apology, and Ralph, obscurely, in the wrong. They waited for an appropriately decent answer. Yet Ralph's throat refused to pass one. He resented, as an addition to Jack's misbehavior, this verbal trick. The fire was dead. The ship was gone. Could they not see? Anger instead of decency passed his throat. That was a dirty trick. They were silent on the mountaintop while the opaque look appeared in Jack's eyes and passed away. Ralph's final word was an ungracious mutter. "All right, light the fire." With some positive action before them, a little of the tension died. Ralph said no more, did nothing, stood looking down at the ashes round his feet. Jack was loud and active. He gave orders, sang, whistled, threw remarks.